Industry analysts say fertilizer prices have begun climbing as conflict in the Middle East disrupts key shipping routes and raises transportation risks. According to Faith Parham, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation,
countries exposed to disruptions around the Persian Gulf account for about 49% of global urea exports and roughly 30% of global ammonia exports. And so as those shipments move out of that area, they're obviously at risk.
Because of those risks, ships moving fertilizer through the region are now facing sharply higher war risk insurance premiums, and fewer vessels are willing to transit that area.
A very important step would be to keep these shipping lanes open and make sure there's safe passage for fertilizer ships. There have been promises of safe passages for crude oil and oil ships, but we need to also make sure that fertilizer is getting out of this region.
For American growers, the situation highlights just how global fertilizer markets have become. Even though many nutrients are produced domestically, the supply chain relies heavily on international trade and shipping logistics.
Even though we produce some of that fertilizer domestically, we still are in a global marketplace, and so we'll continue to see volatility throughout the season.
That means events happening thousands of miles away, from energy prices to geopolitical conflict, can quickly influence fertilizer availability and cost here at home as farmers finalize their spring planting plans. For more on this story, log on to MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen. For more on this story, log on to HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.